man of God is going to be giving Love God the glory. That's right. You and you. All of y'all who have to call in or want to call in or need to call in, because God has given you something that you need or something that you need to hear from, or maybe you just want to encourage the man of God, or maybe the man of God has an encouragement for you. But we'll give you that number a little later. Right now, what we need you to do is to just get yourself together, get yourself ready, get pen, paper, pencil ready, because some of y'all going to want to know, how can I get this person to be at my church? Because I know y'all wondering, my gosh. But see, this gentleman, he has a ministry, and I tell you, he is anointed of God. And, you know, I have to say this for him, because, you know, when you have humility in your life and you have the power of humility and obedience, and that you are an anointed vessel of God, you don't ring your own bell. You let other people ring the bell for you. So it's going to be hard for me to pry some of this stuff out of him, because he's not going to want to say some of these things. So if he's hesitating a little bit, or if it looks like he's being, you know, a little shy about it, it's not because he's so shy. It's because when you're talking about yourself, you know, he's learned how to be able to give the glory to God. And so it's a little difficult for him sometimes to come out and brag about him. But he is going to brag about who God has made him.
Amen.
So we're going to be able to, you know, get that going, okay? So right now, I want to thank God for in studio, none other than newly made evangelist, I guess, because he was a minister when I first started talking to him. He's an evangelist now. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Most High God. Jamil Richard. So what's up, sir? How you doing? What's going on? Talk to me.
I'm well.
Can't complain. I'm honored to be here.
All right. Well, it's good to have you. And let me take
this out of here.
Okay.
Thank God for the better day, because they are coming.
Yes, ma'am.
And we just want to know a little bit about who you are. Tell people a little bit about what you do. And really... Because I know you have your own ministry as well as our part of the ministry. So we want to make sure that it is that people will know how to support, reach, be a part of what God is doing with you, especially as a young man in these days. So tell us, first of all, how can people follow you, support you, get involved with what you're doing?
You can follow me on my social media outlets. Jamil Rich is on Facebook. Instagram is JR_Ministries. As well as you can find me pretty much on those two, Facebook and Instagram. I'm always on there, and you can follow me on those social media outlets.
All right, so now how can someone get a hold of you to get you for ministry, or what are some of the ministry things that you're doing that you would love to have the people help you with?
At the moment, I host every year the Leaders in Training Movement deals with restoring kingdom order and protocol back to the church at large. That's every January. So at the moment, that's what I currently do as far as personal ministry concern. Reaching me, it's always easier to reach out to me. Inbox at my number. You can reach my pastor, Bishop Kevin Ed Williams, through there.
All right, now... This conference, I know we missed it because it already took place in January. But how many years have you been doing this conference, and when does it generally take place so that people can start marking their calendars this year to be ready for next year?
January 25th of 2018 was my first year hosting it. So this past January was our second one. And so I try to keep around the same time. January 25th and 26th of next year, 2020, will be the next one.
All right, guys, so make sure you start marking your calendars. I don't even have a 2020 calendar. Just write it down at the end of your 2019 calendar that the 25th, 26th, we want to be with Evangelist Richards for this leadership conference. Now, you're a young person, so leadership conference and bringing order to the church. Really? You're a young person trying to bring order to the church? Really? Help us out. Tell us what that's about.
Well, the conference itself was birthed from observation. About two or three years ago, due to the state of the church, where it was, people at large, we operate in order everywhere else except for the church. And so me being submitted to my leader and being up under his training and experiencing things I went through growing up, it was kind of a vision God gave at the end of 2017. Just real quick, God gave it to me, and I asked my leader to do it. And then just happen to go from there. So pretty much it deals with, you know, the basics of order, accountability, servitude, protocol, the functions of the church, how to effectively do ministry as a young leader.
Okay, now I ask this question because it seems like young people all over have been tooting the mantra of anarchy and being against leadership and structure of church and, you know, it's about relationship, not religion. So that's the reason why I asked you how did it come about for a young man? So with you being young and knowing so many young people and understanding structure and order in the church, how difficult was it for you dealing with your contemporaries, or were you just people that you know that are around your age? Are they in agreement with you? Do they really want order, even though they say, "I want to do what I want to do"?
In the beginning, I think it probably was a little difficult, but throughout the 2 years, of course, of me actually birthing the conference, I can honestly say you have a remnant of young people that are hungry to do ministry, not just do ministry, but do it effectively and do it the way God intended for it to be.
So it sounds to me, now I'm saying, because you might not be able to agree with me, but that just makes my head swell. But it sounds to me that you are part of that, or that Joshua in the generation, helping them see that we can take the land. We really have the promise, and it's up to us to really hold fast the standard that God has.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Definitely.
That's good then. I'm glad I'm on the wrong track. I'm glad I'm on the right track. And so now, how did this all begin, or How early in your ministry?
I started preaching at eight, nine years old. I grew up Baptist. I had a hunger to preach the gospel, so I went to my pastor at the time. And I told him, I got a word, he was like, go ahead. And so he made me come in, I think, a week before and practice before I greet the people. That particular Sunday, I preached the gospel to my granddad, my current pastor. He drove to South Carolina and he came and supported. We were there. And the following Sunday, you know, they presented to me to accept the call of ministry and becoming a light as a minister. Not knowing what I was getting myself into, I just said, oh, yes. So I've been preaching the word of the Lord. And it hasn't been easy, throughout the years. You know, stuff came, I had to kind of learn how to deal with. Thank God for people in my life that helped me get through it. I started at nine. I got filled with the Holy Ghost at 11. And in 2016, the Lord allowed me to birth my personal ministry. March 2016. So next month will be 11 years of preaching and 10 years of launching my ministry.
Wow, okay. So I'm not going to ask you how old you are, although I'm sure you're 20.
We're 21 in July.
And being a young person, I know it's not, first of all, people think that, I know older people. Sometimes we look back and you have nothing to worry about. There's no stressors for you. But having been with a lot of young people, I know there's a lot of stressors. As a matter of fact, there's more tension and stress for young people nowadays than there was when I was young.
But how do you deal with, because on top of that,
I'm sure there were probably some older saints who kept trying to treat you like what you was called for, wasn't real, like, baby, you ain't really called for that. So how do you deal with young people that end up backsliding or turning themselves over to the devil, if you will, because people making them think that they can't live saved at a young age?
I can't lie and say it's been easy dealing with that pressure because it comes. I'm actually working on a book entitled Dangerous Being Young and Anointed, and one of the concepts deals with the pressure that comes with having the anointing of God. Sometimes I hear my leaders saying all the time, you can be anointed and not be ready. And so there are times where where the older people, some of that stuff is true. You know,
you got the anointing, you're gifted, you're called,
but you may not be ready for whatever it is you're trying to do, whatever God's trying to take you there.
Still, the process that everyone must go through.
And so, while facing that, sometimes I caught the big head, I had a lot of arrogance
when it comes to that.
But throughout the years, experience humbled me. Things that happened behind the scenes in ministry kept me at a low state, like this.
So I can't discredit what some of the older saints are saying, some of it is true.
You know, there's things you got to go through, things you got to face and endure to be able to get to where it is God's trying to take you.
So even though I can't say it's been an easy journey,
I can't discredit them for the things that they said.
Because some of them were honestly trying to help.
Right. And I believe every time the older saints, more seasoned saints, etc. I think it's never done out of malice.
Right.
It's never done out of that.
Yes, ma'am.
But sometimes it can be very detrimental to young people who are walking with God. And they don't have the support for someone to support. And I think that's probably why you were successful, even though you had a lot of those heads saying that, you still had some talking heads that were like, maybe I believe God is doing this in you and encouraging you and trying to lead you on.
Yes, ma'am. Even though I had the talkers and then I had the encouragers, one person I've got to give credit to is my leader. Because for me, I sometimes discredited the talkers and went on with the encouragers when some of those talkers I needed to hear because I was, for me personally, sat down and ministry twice.
Okay, so I had to endure a lot of public rebuke, private rebuke, to get me where I am now.
And so I thank God for my leader who I submitted to at an early age, but under his leadership, that kept me at a place.
Okay, they may be wonderful and all that, but it's God that's doing what he needs to do.
So that's what kind of got where I need to be at, and still getting where I need to be at.
My leader, correction came by the year.
Well, I thank you for that because a lot of young people do not believe in correction. They don't like correction. And I tell young people all the time, correction doesn't feel good at the time. Never does. Doesn't feel good for anybody. I don't like when I have to be corrected. However, if you handle correction correctly, you can mature and be better. So I'm grateful for the fact that you understand it, because I didn't always understand it either. But I'm glad that you come to the place where you understand, and at a young age, that's a wonderful thing.
And it's good for me as an older person to know that we have young people in ministry who are able to take correction, who are able to see the need for correction.
Because that means that we're not going to have a generation that's wayward.
There's going to be somebody that's going to be able to take the generation where God would desire for it to go with discipline and understanding. Somebody said discipline, that's a curse word to young people.
Sort of.
Because the truth is, young people do have a discipline. It's not always the same discipline we have.
Yes, ma'am.
But there is a discipline for young people, just like there's a discipline for everybody. Everyone has a type of discipline.
Before we go, remind them again how they can get in contact with you. What they need to do in order to get in contact with you, how they can follow you, and how they can support you.
And then we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about things that are coming up in the future.
All right, you guys can reach me on Facebook at Jamil Richards Ramos, or Instagram, JR_ministry16, and you can reach out to me on there.
All right.
Monday, February 17th, Colonial Sunday at Fort Lauderdale Open Multicultural Church of God in Christ. Love is in the air. Come out and hear our great evangelist, Jamil Richards. And also our new guest, Jermaine Muslim, with our family at the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ. 744 Northwest 12th Avenue in the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. You can meet us there at 11 a.m. for morning worship. We're going to have a great time because love is in the air. That's Sunday, February 17th at 11 a.m. Colonial service at Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ. Senior pastors, Dr. Roger A. Grimes, Executive Pastor Lady Aurelia Grimes, Motherboard President Mother Lois Jones, and Chairman Deacon Keith Andre McIntosh. For more information, please call 954-554-6755. That's 954-554-6755.
Well, we thank God, and we're back with more of Guts, Gospel United Day, a variety talk show with a Christian point of view, hoping that you will have the guts to tell somebody about Jesus. I'm your host, Nikki V, and we do thank you for tuning in to the broadcast. We're here, with a young man who loves the Lord, who is anointed and called of God, and who will help out our young people be able to get to the next place, God. And he will be with us at the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ, 744 Northwest 12th Avenue on February 17th at 11 a.m. for our morning worship. And he'll be bringing the word, and we thank God for him and his agreeing to be with us and be and to share with our young people. If you happen to be a young person, a millennial, or someone who's out there who you've decided you don't want to be at church anymore because you have relationship and not religion. I would recommend that you go ahead and come on out and be with us at the service. Love is in the air. We're going to talk about love is in the air, which, by the way, is a word. We didn't say air as in A-I-R, but air as in H-E-I-R, because love is in the air of Christ. In other words, you really want to have love or know love or really understand what love is about. It's really about what Jesus did on the cross. It's really about how his being in our life has allowed us to be able to love people. And how that relationship will really become our relationship. It's not just how well you are vertical, but it's also how good you are horizontal. I might say, she's just tripping, because I don't need nobody else. All I need is me and Jesus. We got our own thing going on. Yeah, well, that's wonderful. But if you really do have your own thing going on, then you ought to be able to have some good stuff going on with one another. That's what he said. You want to know, that's how they're going to know that you are my disciples, the love that you have one to another. So we thank God for this man of God who... I don't know if he's going to talk about the theme or not, but I do thank God for him deciding to come. I know God will lead him and do whatever God tells him to do at the moment, because there's always a need for, there's a word for the people. And so even if, I've never been,
and our church has never been.
I know some places they're like, look, it's the same, and baby, you better not.
We prayed all night long for this thing. You're going to do the thing.
But we're not like that. We definitely want what God has for people at the time. And sometimes, right at the moment, when you get up to speak, God has the revelation to say, look,
there's somebody here who needs to hear this, that, and the other in order to get their breakthrough.
So we're cool with that
if that's what happens. We're not that people.
So, we're going to probably give a few minutes.
For those who may want to pray or call in,
talk with the evangelist.
But
tell us a little bit about what you're expecting or what God has given to you.
What's your vision for, whether it be this particular meeting or just in general for the church and ministry at large? What do you see God doing in 2019, 2020? What do you see the future of Christendom and youth in Christendom?
Well, I can talk about what I'm expecting to do next Sunday.
Fort Lauderdale Multicultural.
I was in prayer this morning. And I don't want to get too much out, but I know there's a word from the Lord, and I'm expecting one soul to be saved this particular Sunday. Salvation to take place. You know, I want to see a different return of salvation, return back to the church. As far as the church in large, I believe we are getting ready to see an influx of souls return back to the church.
People just going to come. Running back, and they're hungry for God.
The Bible says there are people waiting for the sons of God to arrive.
So I believe the church is going to get back in place. We'll be ready for the souls that are going to come.
We will see salvation take place like never before.
Well, I'm excited because I think a lot of our young people are saved, but a lot of our young people are not filled.
Right.
And some of them don't even think there's a need for the Holy Spirit, which really saddens me.
Because they don't understand what's the purpose.
Salvation is just the beginning process. I had to correct me a few weeks ago that without the Holy Spirit, the Bible says without his Spirit, none of his.
salvation is just the A out of the ABC.
Right.
The next part is you accept, believe, and you confess.
Right.
But you have to be filled with his spirit to be able to carry out the process of salvation. So without him living on the inside of you, the Bible says you're none of his. And so it's important that you have the Holy Spirit, because people think the Holy Spirit just comes to make you speak in tongues. No.
Right.
But the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you is literally God guiding you through life.
He's your walk through life.
The Bible says, "Steps of a good man or order by the Lord." That's
by the Holy Spirit.
Because we don't have Jesus here in the flesh anymore. He left us His Spirit to guide us.
And so it's important. You just can't say, "Oh, I believe Jesus died and rose again."
No. You have to have Spirit behind that.
Yes, sir. Ooh, I know we got the right one day back.
But I think there's a desperate need, and I think so many young people say, "Oh, I know the old folks, the old folks." Ain't nobody young walking like that. And I love it when we have young people that we can show that are walking that way,
so that they can see for themselves.
You know what?
And let me share this part.
He's not miserable, y'all.
He's very happy, jovial, dumb man. He ain't walking around here looking like it's South Face, and he's having a hard time, and it's terrible.
Oh man, I can't do this, I can't do the other.
He didn't walk around here looking like that.
And so, this is what I love, because sometimes when you have young people who call themselves BSA, they be looking deep.
They have that deep face on, so the people know.
I don't want that deep face. I want the usefulness.
And I do believe that if there's someone in the word that you should serve the Creator, you use, and that's the thing. So I'm grateful that you're here, and I'm grateful that there is a Richard.
There's somebody who's really desiring to see not only his own life, but help other young people get their stuff together, and be like, look, I got mine together, you get yours.
Thank you.
So now tell me something.
I know that you're going to be giving that word, and it's going to affect a lot of young people.
Are you prepared to work with these young people for as long as it is necessary?
Sometimes you'll come in and be like, okay, you guys deal with that. Not me, you deal with it.
Yes, ma'am. I believe with much fasting and prayer, consecration, that with the Lord's help. If the job will be done, ultimate ministry for me is vitally important because there ought to be work behind your word. And so one thing I always pray that the Lord will do, he needs to do in the souls of the people after the word goes forth.
And so I believe, as far as after this place today, with much prayer, consecration, fasting, God will need to do at the altar following the Lord.
Hey, glory.
I'm excited because I do believe that I was praying my own self, that there would be a great outpour so that our young people, and like I said, I'm inviting everybody, whoever you are, you don't have to be a member of the Lord of Christ. Now, of course, if you're a member of another church and you have morning service, I'm not asking you to leave your morning service. I'm talking about the
Don't have a place to worship, or who may have permission from their pastor to come and be with us, because if you have permission from your leadership to come be with us,
that's different. But I don't want you to just be like, I don't feel like going to my church on Sunday because I hear this young man going to be there. Don't be out of order to begin with.
Please don't do that.
I'm not inviting you to do that.
But there's a lot of people who are on Facebook and different places
who don't go to anybody's church, who have not been through church for a long time,
who have said, look, I'm just tired of this, I'm not doing it again.
You were hurt by somebody, or something happened, whatever the case might be,
that caused you to not want to come to church anymore. Now I'm talking about little young people. I'm talking about those of you who have your little cars and your little stuff. You know, you the 20-somethings and the 30-somethings that you can make your own decision.
And one of the decisions you made recently, even though you still love God, is that I don't want to be a part of church. I don't want to go. I'm not dealing with that kind of stuff. I'm not coming to no services. I'll go to concerts and whatever else. I'm not going to services because
I do believe this young man has a word for those who
would be the apostate
to come back in.
I do believe that he has
a word for those of you who don't know order.
And you feel like
protocol and order
are more of a headache than a necessity. I believe this young man
has a word of God for those of you who
gave up on
organized religion
because you felt like
all I need is my confession.
I don't need to go anywhere else.
I'm spiritual enough to handle it.
I believe that this young man
has a word that will help you actually change and
be converted
completely.
But now, I'm not saying you're going to join Fort Lauderdale.
I'm not saying you're going to join the church.
I'm saying that you're going to find a home
because you need to have a home.
And you needed someone to spark that fire in you to let you know that it's okay to go back home.
Maybe you want to go back to the place that you left out of order. I don't know.
But I believe strongly that the man has that fire in him
that can help translate what was
said
in your head by whatever spirit it was
that you didn't need
that. You could just do what you do and God is going to be okay with it.
God doesn't accept
strange fire.
He wants real fire, the truth.
He wants you to give him your all. Give him real truth.
So, in our last minutes, I'm going to give him the last word, the last day.
And if you want, you can just pray us out and we'll be on our way.
Amen. Looking forward to it. Thank you for the invitation to be here. Just looking forward to what God is going to do. Next Sunday, 11 a.m.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Multicultural.
Everybody's
Church of God in Christ. Just looking forward to see what God is going to do. This is my first preaching for the year.
I'm looking forward to what God is going to do.
All right.
Want me to pray?
Yes, sir.
All right, Father, thank you for the opportunity, God, to come and speak to your people. God, we thank you for what you're about to do. For we know eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has entered the hearts of man for what you're about to do. So we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. Father, I pray, God, that you would speak to the hearts of your people. God, they will, God, make a change. They'll come to know you, or they will turn back to their first love. Thank you for what you're about to do. Bind the hand of the adversary that tries to come against this next move, this next shift in the spirit, and we plead the blood over it. But now, in the name of Jesus, and we say thank you for all things well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, we thank God for you all tuning in. We thank God for Evangelist Jamil being here. And we thank God for his anointing, his freshness. We thank God for knowing that our young people are in good hands. God does have a remnant that is out there doing the work and the will of God, and that encourages me. And we do thank God for that. Hope that you enjoyed the broadcast. Hope that you will join us. 744 Northwest 12th Avenue in the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Senior pastor is Dr. Roger Grimes, Executive Pastor Peter Relly Grimes, President Lois Jones, Chairman Deacon Keith Andre McIntosh. We're hoping to see you there, 11 a.m. And Jermaine Butler, God bless you, sir, for coming into the live. We're going to see you in studios on the Saturday. And we thank God for your song and your music. And we thank God for you being part of our services as well. Continue to hold up the same banner. We're going to do it.
We've got to tell somebody about Jesus. Until next time. Monday, February 17th is Millennial Sunday at the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ.
Love it in the air.
Come out and hear our great speaker, Evangelist Jamil Richards.
And also our new guest, Jermaine. It's all happening at the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ.
74 Northwest 12th Avenue in the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. You can be there at 11 a.m. for morning worship. We're going to have a great time because love is in the air. That's Sunday, February 17th at 11 a.m. Millennial Service at the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ. Pastor Dr. Roger Grimes, Executive Pastor Lydia Rose Grimes, Board President Willis Jones, and Chairman Deacon Keith Andre McIntosh. For more information, please call 954-554-6755. 954-554-6755.